is we going together this time. I was happy to hear your loving thoughts for those who are in distress in your world. They, as are many others within your world, so misguided about what they feel to be the truth, can only allow people such as yourselves who have good and open hearts. It allows them to be engulfed within your love. Therefore, I will take this opportunity to thank each one of you for each week that you give out your loving and healing thoughts. I hope my words to you last time about the state of your thinking as you approach your sleep state has made some impact upon you.
Yes, I'm sure we all benefit from that knowledge.
But it is of no use if that knowledge is not put into any form of action. But it brings me to the much greater and wider picture of what you have been trying to achieve over these many, many, many months of your time. I have brought to you the thought of mind projection. Yes. And indeed, you have been interested in all that has been brought to you. I now have related to you that you must be more careful of your thinking as you approach your sleep state. These, my dear friends, are not as separate issues. Tonight I will explain to you why it is important that you take on board what I have been bringing to you. You know the power of your thinking. You now know and understand that the power of thought travels but in an instant. As you think, so it is reality. Yes.
Yes, you have told us how we can be an influence in throughout the universe, and yes, I was beginning to feel the the wisdom behind those words.
Yes, your understanding is great on those matters. That is not the purpose of my talk this evening. What I now wish you to understand, my dear friends, is this. You, of course, realize that in my world, thought communication is all that happens. There is no need of words. But what I wish you now to achieve with your thinking, especially as you approach your sleep state, is to make that stronger communication with our world. And already I can hear, but how can we achieve this? You can achieve this quite easily with what you have already been trying to do. To project the thought. I know it does not come easily to you at this time. Now we bring in the thinking as you enter sleep state. If your thinking is on a higher and purer level, then it is much easier to come to our world in sleep state and then to use the thought as a means of communication. Not only with those who stand close by you, but also loved ones with whom you have been acquainted whilst on this earth. It seems a mammoth task, does it not? But let me tell you, my dear friends, that you are ready for this next step in your unfoldment. Again, it will depend on your own free will, because even in our world, that is not taken from you. But the opportunities are great. Do you have any questions at this time?
Let me give them something to think about.
Makes a lot of sense to me, that.
That is because you are ready to accept, my dear friend.
So what you're saying, Simon, is if as we go into the sleep state and we are in prayer as such, we're starting to be connected at that stage. Is that what you mean?
The point of connection is already made easier for you.
Right, thank you.
That is why it is most important that that time before your sleep state places your mind, which of course belongs to spirit, into a frame of thinking, which would then make it much easier to connect.
Thank you.
Because, again, as you That has been the point of these many months of demonstrating to you the power of mind. How could we have given you, through an instrument in your world, the thoughts and the feelings of another from far away?
Yes, it certainly brings home to us how close, if I could use that word, everything is.
It is but in a blink of your eye. And it is the way of communication for those in our world. That is why the thought of another brings you immediately to that person, or to that place, or to that animal. That energy, that spiritual energy, is within you all. You have now reached a state where your hearts are open to all things. But again, the responsibility lies with each of you. I do not have a magic wand that will bring to each one of you your heart's desires. And after all, that which is worthy must be worked for.
Yeah. Yeah. We must think in terms of magic minds, not magic wands.
Yes. Yes. The words of our dear writer friend. Do you have any questions?
So if we are able to get greater communications in our seed state, will we have stronger memories of it when we awake?
Yes, of course. That would be one part of that development. You would be a much larger part of spirit, and that memory would be retained.
So therefore, if we are giving a message or making contact with somebody in spirit, or even somebody perhaps like Bonneville, we could well remember what they were sending back. If we're having some communication in our sleep state.
Of course. Mm. How do you think it works between these mediums upon your earth or on any other planet if it is not by the thought? Mm. But I wish you now, my dear friends, with all the knowledge that I have brought to you, to place these into action and to use the information wisely for your own spiritual unfoldment and for the greater good of your group and all those people that you touch in this world. I will not say more, but I wanted to collect all these things together for you this evening. and it places a much greater responsibility on each one of you, that you may now be careful in the way that you are thinking.
And you did ask us this week to try and have a day where we could see how many negative thoughts we had.
Yes.
And although I didn't count them up, I was aware each time that I did it. I thought, whoopsie, let's change this one.
It is always a good exercise to fall back on, just to remind yourselves that these negative thoughts come so close to the surface of your thinking.
Yes, they do.
So easily.
Yes. So many people feel that they are positive human beings, when in fact, as I have told you, if they bring it to the surface, they realize that they are not.
Yeah, I can hold my hand up to that.
I will not exclude you, my dear friend. I feel that each one of you is responsible for that.
Yes, I was thinking recently about perfection and imperfection, and I thought, well, the divine plan is perfect and the created principle is perfect.
Yes.
But we ourselves on all earthly things have to be imperfect. But
I do not feel that those in our world are perfect. That is not so. What you are working towards is that state of perfection.
Yes.
But it will take many eons of time.
Yes.
You cannot expect perfection in 1 second of time. And 1 second of time is where you human beings belong.
That's right. And I was wondering on how the divine plan appears, not from where we are, but from in spirit.
Yes.
Does one have an impression of the complete divine plan? Or
yes.
Is it,
I can only speak of what I know. And as a conglomerate of beings, I feel I can speak and tell you that we also are working towards that perfection. But it is a feeling which you attain, but suffice to say, as you feel you have gained ground, then you become aware that the vista before you opens wider.
Yes.
And so you are forever growing.
Yes, I felt there must be a difference of view. And,
yes.
When you say a wider vista before you.
Yes, but it is a deeper, more meaningful feeling of great love.
Yes.
Perhaps that would be a descriptive viewpoint for you.
Yes.
But yes, from my point of view, then things are much different.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Thank you.
We can relate to that as well. It's, I think, the way a new vista opens up just when we think we've reached a certain point.
Yes.
We haven't. Well, we have, but we need to move on.
I believe that many years ago I made the analogy to you of climbing a ladder, never-ending ladder. Mm-hmm. And although as you look backwards, you can see the progress that you have made.
Yes.
But as you look forward, you can never see the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what helped me in my thinking a little is when we talked about Seth 1 and Seth 2, I felt there had to be a large number of rungs of the ladder between those two.
Yes.
And as far as our view is concerned, Seth 2, who described himself as a conglomerate of beings, must be far into the future compared to Seth 1.
Yes, of course. Now you are beginning to understand. Yes. And remember also that your human thinking is three-dimensional. It is so stunted in a way that you will never fully understand the way of the great divine plan.
Yes.
Perfection is not easy to describe.
So, in deeper spirit, there are more dimensions.
Yes.
To the thinking.
Yes.
So like comparing an abacus to a computer, perhaps.
Yes, again, you have given a good analogy. Yes. You see, as we move forward, each individual piece of information then goes to be much more expansive. As each piece of information breaks into areas of a greater magnitude. So rather than become simpler in terms of understanding, it becomes much, much more complex. But because your understanding of yourselves has grown, then your understanding of each developing part becomes greater. Now, my dear friends, I hope I have given you a little more to think about.
We'll have to practice this. So the going to sleep in its highest state of thinking and as possible.
Yes.
And then with the intention of communicating with our spirit friends and guides.
Firstly, you must pay attention to your everyday thinking. All thinking. You must become masters of your own thinking. That is the pathway to be in command of what you think, and then to make sure as you enter your sleep state that the purity of your thoughts is much greater. And then you truly entirely within your grasp. But I do not want you to think that these things can happen in the blink of an eye. It has to be worked for.
Yeah, all the best things you need to work for, I think.
I will, next time I come, have a much longer discourse with you on another subject. But for the rest of this evening, it is important that each one within this room be given the opportunity to come close to those who guide them and to help again in their own spiritual knowledge. Therefore, my dear friends, as I take my leave from you, I offer you much love. We ask that a great creative force to help you, to lead you throughout your daily lives. Therefore, I will take my leave and leave you in the hands of our dear.
Thank you.